The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. One of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and took his place at the table. A woman in the city who was a sinner, having learned that Jesus was eating in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster jar of ointment. She stood behind Jesus at his feet, weeping, and began to bathe his feet with her tears and to dry them with her hair. Then she continued kissing his feet and anointing them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee who had invited Jesus saw it, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what kind of woman this is who is touching him, that she is a sinner." Jesus spoke up and said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Teacher," he replied, "speak." A certain creditor had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debts for both of them. "Now which of them will love him more?" Simon answered, "I suppose the one for whom he canceled the greater debt." And Jesus said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house, but you gave me no water for my feet, but she has bathed my feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which were many, have been forgiven. Hence, she has shown great love. But the one to whom little is forgiven loves little." Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." But those who were at the table with him began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" And Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Soon afterwards, Jesus went on through cities and villages, proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, as well as some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward, Cusa, and Susanna, and many others, who provided for them out of their resources. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. By the words of the Holy Gospel, may our sins be blotted away. Please be seated. Today's gospel has a very important lesson for us, a lesson that is easy to state, but difficult to understand, because it's a lesson about God and about the heart of God. Jesus said to the Pharisee, "I tell you, her sins, which were many, have been forgiven. Hence, she has shown great love." Now we would think that perhaps things should be exactly the opposite of that statement. Because she has shown great love, therefore her sins are forgiven. The love comes first, and then God, seeing how much we have repented, forgives us. But that's not the way it works. This is what Jesus is telling us. God is all merciful. God is all compassionate, all forgiving. He turns towards us with his merciful love always. When we are ready, then, to turn towards him, we receive that love. We have our free will. But forgiveness is not occasioned by anything that we do. We're not forgiven because we've hit a certain high point of repentance. We don't merit our forgiveness. We don't earn it in that sense. It is the all-merciful God who abundantly pours out his forgiveness for us. That took centuries for human beings to understand. The Old Testament is filled with examples of God's mercy, but the people only understood it partially. And so, step by step, God, by continually pouring out that mercy on his people, finally is able to make us understand by sending his only begotten Son. And God the Son shows us by his life, his teachings, his deeds, his compassion, his mercy, so much so that the sign and symbol of Christ is the crucifix in which his arms are stretched out to embrace us, in merciful, forgiving love. That is a lesson that we have to learn and ponder for ourselves so that we can grow in our own understanding and so that we can be compassionate and merciful towards others. Because Christ tells us to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect, and that means also perfect in mercy and forgiveness. In heaven, there is no blame, no accusation. In order to enter into heaven, you and I have to be as perfectly forgiving as Christ is. Not just as perfectly forgiven as we need to be, but as perfectly forgiving towards others. That we must learn and pray for. We cannot be instruments of God's peace or channels of his peace until we have experienced that peace, that forgiveness. You cannot be a channel or a conduit unless you're first a reservoir. You can't give what you don't have. When we possess that overflowing mercy of God, then we can extend that mercy to others. To do so, all we have to do is look within. Look at our own lives. See how often we have been forgiven, restored, lifted up. And then that gift we are to turn and share with others. It's something we must pray for. It's something we must practice. And by our prayer and our practice, we finally get it right. The Lord renews and remakes us in his own image and likeness. And then we desire to do great things for him and for others. Our humility of heart is matched by another virtue that we have to practice. It's called magnanimity. To be magnanimous means to be great-hearted, to have a large soul. It's not simply a virtue for philanthropists, it's a virtue for ordinary Catholics, disciples of Christ. We want to do great things for others because we realize the great things that have been done for us. We want to be generous in our love for others, just as Christ has been so generous towards us. So as we ponder the words of today's gospel, in the course of the sacrifice of the Mass, as Jesus renews that gift of love to his Heavenly Father for us, so we pray that we might grow in such a spirit of mercy, compassion, forgiveness, by never forgetting the mercies of the Lord to us, the compassion that he has poured out on us, the wonders of new life and joy that he has shared with us already. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.